So, when'd you fall in love with hip hop?
Right now, what we're gonna do is go back.
Join the award-winning PlayVibes.com for live neo-soul, conscious hip-hop and UK acts every Sunday from the 7th of February and every Sunday thereafter at the Music Bar, 144 Brixton Hill, SW2, next to Tile Magic.
Sex, love and money. Fun.
We'll be kicking off at 3 p.m. for Sunday dinner, roast chicken, potatoes and a vegetarian dish. And at 8 p.m. the stage will open to some live, most underexposed natural talent. Setting a head nod in music will be DJs and hosts from PlayVibes.com, Andrea P Vibes, CK Flash, Spoonface, Kimba and many, many more special guests from PlayVibe. Free before 7 p.m, £5 thereafter. Food and drink available at reasonable prices at the Music Bar, 144 Brixton Hill, SW2, next to Tile Magic. Call 07809-421-347. That's 07809-421-347. PlayVibes.com is a platform for creative, authentic expression.
Records. Ministry of Sound presents Addicted to Bass, Winter 2009. I gotta go hard. The essential speaker blowing collection containing some of the most extreme bassline pressure from drum and bass, jungle, dubstep, UK funky, garage, bassline, and Fisher House. Mixed by the award-winning White Boys.
Mega.
Featuring exclusive remixes and upfront material from The Prodigy, Dizzy Rascal, Pendulum, Shy FX, Chasing Status, Scream, Roscoe, MJ Cole, Agent X, Artful Dodger, Boy Better Know, Wiley, Doneo, plus loads more. Addicted to Bass, Winter 2009. From Ministry of Sound, out now.
Hi, my name's Maestro. Many of you should know by now that the Caribbean island of Haiti has been hit by an earthquake, killing and injuring hundreds of thousands of people, leaving survivors without homes, electricity, water, food, and medical services. Basic things that we take for granted.
Just because Haiti doesn't make front page news, they still desperately need our help. Hundreds of thousands of people without medical aid, without homes. This is a long-term operation.
We ask for help from the whole international community, and 100% of all donations will go on relief work. So please make it count. It doesn't matter if it's a penny or a pound. Go to www.yele.org. That's www.yele.org.
Dig deep and donate to Wycliffe Jean Foundation, Yele Haiti.
Are you a model or an artist looking for professional photos, either for that all-exclusive portfolio or for promotional material? Maybe you're a corporate entity looking to expand your brand and visual representation. LJ Photographic offers you professional, exciting and artistic photos for that special occasion. Contact LJ Photographic on 07956 994 181 or email Lloyd Jones on ljphotographic@aol.com.
My name's David McKenzie. I subscribe to 99 Magazine, and one day I'll be the first black British man to win Wimbledon.
My name's Sarah Ciccone. I subscribe to 99 Magazine, and I'm going to be Britain's first black astronaut.
My name's Dwayne Johnson. I subscribe to 99 Magazine, and soon I'll be the UK's first black prime minister.
A little inspiration makes a big difference. 99, the UK's number one Black Achievers magazine. To order your copy or subscribe, visit www.99mag.co.uk. Also available at selected newsagents and bookshops.
Real Love to Parley launches again on the 27th of February and every Friday thereafter at the Music Bar, 144 Brixton Hill, SW2, with DJs CK Flash, the Indoge Family, Simple Simon, Commander B, plus guests, playing the music you love to party to, old school 70s, 80s, R&B, with a splice of reggae. We Love to Party, launch night Saturday the 27th of February, every Friday thereafter. Doors open from 5 till 8, so come after work. 3 before 12, £5 before 1, £10 after. We Love to Party, the launch night Saturday the 27th of February and every Friday thereafter. Call Hall 07852 254 011 at the Music Bar in Brixton Hill.
G's Promotion and Blend Bar presents In the Name of Love, Haiti, a fundraising show and dance with live performances by Winston Reedy, Kofi, Don Campbell, Trevor Walters, Lorna G, plus many more. Music supplies by London's top DJs, to be held at Blend Bar, 111 Wandsworth High Street, London, SW18. Doors open 8:30 p.m. and show starts at 10:30. It's all happening on Friday the 19th of February 2010. Tickets for this event is a mere £5 and more on the door. All proceeds will go to the Haiti Relief Fund. For more information, call 07949 334 012. In the Name of Love, Haiti.
It's over.
Even the marriage guidance people said we should get divorced.
I don't want this to get nasty.
So let's go to the Starting Over show in London. There's free legal surgeries, financial advice, business startups, divorce coaches.
I'm not sure.
There's holistic healers and all that touchy-feely stuff you like. If we book online, it's only £3.
And when is it?
It's on March the 7th at the Hilton Metropole in London.
I'm pretty busy then.
Well, there's cake.
Cake? Now you're talking. Let's go.
To book your tickets to the Starting Over show,
go to startingovershow.com.
Are you feeling tired all the time and longing for more energy? Would you love to exchange a couple of spare tires for a couple of six-packs? Well, you need to log on to the Nico Health and Fitness Show every Tuesday, 12 till 2 p.m. And you can find out how. Log on to www.playvibes.com and check out the Nico Health and Fitness Show. It can only make you stronger.
Welcome, Play Vibes listeners. How are you doing today? You're listening to Nico of the Nico Health and Fitness Show, and I'm really hoping that this day finds you very well, just like myself. I am very happy today. I say it again, I'm very happy. And I think happiness is very important in all of our lives. And that is why I'm going to be talking about happiness. Oh, yes. And the music is going to be chilled today so that you have an opportunity to find your happiness. Nothing too rushed, too physical, just enough time for you to take the time to think and wonder, am I happy? And if I'm not, what can I do to find happiness?
Got a right, don't be wrong. My mistakes will make me strong. I'm stepping out into the great unknown. I'm feeling wings, though I've never flown. Got a mind on my own. Flesh and blood to the bone, I'm not made of stone. Got a right to be wrong.
just leave me alone.
Don't you dare blur my vision. Let me be all that I can be. Don't smother me with negativity. Whatever's out there waiting for me, I'm gonna face it willingly. Got a right to be wrong. My mistake. I'm stepping now into the great unknown. I'm feeling wings, though I've never flown. I got a mind on my own. I'm flesh and blood to the bone. See, I'm not made of stone. Just leave me alone.
That is the lovely Joss Stone and Right to Be Wrong. And you do have a right to be wrong, really, don't you? Can you always be right? Lovely work. Okay, so we're talking about happiness. Being happy, 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 happy. How many of you are happy out there? Question is really, what is happiness? Do you find happiness within your life? Or do you make it? Or maybe you choose happiness. Is happiness a choice, do you think? What do you do to create happiness within your life? Every day, every hour, every minute, every second. Some people actually believe that happiness is genetic and that we're born with a predisposed demeanour. So if you tend to be grumpy as an adult, you're born grumpy. Nothing that has been given to you or nurtured is something you're just born with. What do you think? I mean, if this is the case, do we think that your innate level of happiness can be increased? We know that it can be decreased because we see lots of people who express a lot of disharmony and a lot of unhappiness within their lives. So if it can go down, can it go up? And if it can go up, if it can be increased, how do we increase it? I think that the first thing we'd need to answer is, what is happiness? And I'm sure there are loads of definitions. I'm sure that you have a lot of definitions or your own single definition. But I'd like to go through a few with you now. So what is happiness? According to Wikipedia, happiness is a state of mind or feeling characterized by contentment, love, satisfaction, pleasure, or joy. According to His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, he believes that the very purpose of our life is to seek happiness. He says that we are all seeking something better in life. Do you think that's the case? Are you looking for something better? Are you actually just quite happy moseying along, thinking that the way you are is the way you have to be? Maybe you are happy. Have you ever considered that you could be happier? Maybe you're not happy. Have you ever considered that you could be happy? One of the quotes I just said was His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And who is he? Who is the Dalai Lama and what does this mean? You know, why should it matter what he says? Well, the Dalai Lama, he is the spiritual leader of the Tibetan people. And he's lived in exile in Dharamsala, India, since 1959. And that was since the Chinese forces invaded Tibet. In 1989, he won the Nobel Peace Prize. For his tireless efforts on behalf of world peace and human rights. He's a very selfless man. He is internationally recognized and he states that happiness, even though achievable, is not actually that simple. In Buddhism, which is what he stands for, it has four factors. Fulfillment, happiness, there is one. Wealth, worldly satisfaction, spirituality, and enlightenment. And together, they hold close the totality of a person's pursuit of happiness. How enlightened do you feel about your life or about where you're going or why you're here? Are you in touch with your spiritual side? Do you even believe that there is such a thing as a spiritual side? Is it something that you'd like to get in touch with? Worldly satisfaction. How satisfied are you from a broad perspective? So not just in your own sphere, your own home, your own people, but also about what's going on around you. Do you feel wealthy? You know, is wealth only in monetary terms? Or can we be wealthy in other ways? And this question that we come back to, are you happy? Are you fulfilled? So my question to you is, what is your definition of happiness? What is your definition of a happy life? Are you living it? Shakespeare said, "Oh, how bitter a thing it is to look into happiness through another man's eyes." Do you compare yourself to another person? Is this how you measure and define your happiness? I know that when I was going through my dance training, there was a lot of comparisons, and your progress and your feeling of self-worth and whether you did a class good today was often based on how you might have done in comparison to somebody else, rather than focusing on what you're doing and what you're achieving and how you've progressed, because you may have your own goals for that day and you may have ticked your own goal box, irrespective of whether the person next to you is performing better than you. So do you have your own goal boxes to tick rather than compare yourself to somebody else? If you think happiness is outside of you, you're going to make happiness into more of a search, more of a catch, more of a reward that you must earn. And so that's why it's important to think very carefully about whether or not you compare yourself to somebody, whether or not you feel happy or you know what happiness is. Because the answer is going to really influence every other significant decision in your life. And if you're not thinking of happiness as outside your body, do you see it as inside you? Is it like a compass, like a teacher? Is it like an enabler that helps you to live optimum life? There's a lot of questions going on, isn't there? And really, they're rhetorical because you can't answer me, I can't hear you. But it's just about being aware of things and bringing your own mental awareness to the space, taking the time to ask yourself questions rather than just going through every day blindly and accepting. And that leads me on to the things that you need to do to be able to find happiness. And I think one of them is accepting happiness. Because without self-acceptance, you're going to limit and block how much happiness, prosperity, love, and success you'll enjoy. The miracle of self-acceptance is that if you're willing to accept that happiness already exists within you, you're going to begin to experience more happiness around you. And the law of acceptance is what activates the law of attraction. Maybe you believe in it, maybe you don't. But if we put it out there, whatever it is we want, we tend to become more receptive to when we receive it. Because we put an awareness out that we want it. So when we get it, we know we've got it. Being willing to accept yourself is the first step to bringing out the best in yourself. And that's where you can really accept happiness. Another way to be on this path to happiness is to follow your joy. There's a world of difference between searching for happiness and following your joy. Following your joy is about listening to your heart's desires, noticing what truly inspires you, and recognizing your soul's purpose. Do you have a soul? Do you know you've got a soul? Do you believe you've got a soul? Maybe you think you're an empty shell, just full of muscles and tendons and joints, connective tissue. A good starting point is to reflect on the question, when am I at my happiest? People who follow their joy discover a depth of talent and creativity that inspires us all. So if you follow your desires, your dreams, there is more chance of you being happy. I want to say hi to Sarah. Hi, Sarah. You're folding your laundry. Yeah, it's the best place to be, really, isn't it? It's horrible outside. And your laundry is all clean and crisp, maybe a bit warm because it's just come off the radiator or out of the dryer. So wishing you well whilst you do that. And I'm going to be back with more happiness after this.
Honey, do you sugar chocolate something, yeah. Since
That is the delicious Maxwell and doing a little something, something. Here when he says that, something, something, I love it. All right, we're talking about happiness and I'm really happy today because I think I've got the best job in the world. I'm here talking to you. I'm sharing information and knowledge every single day of my life. More could you want? Crikey. Because you get things back. You see people receiving and that is a joy in itself. So that's my happiness. Now, I asked you whether you choose happiness. Well, do you? Some people actually chase happiness. And there are those people who choose happiness. And it all depends on how much time you want to save, really. So try to find the place in your mind where you have already decided how good today is going to be, how good this year will be, how good your life would be. Will be. Are you happy with your decision? Set a positive intention right now, immediately, to let today be even more enjoyable than you thought it was going to be. So in itself, that's a task, isn't it? You have taken control because you have said today's going to be great. Have you ever tried to smile when you're angry? You should try it. You just can't be angry anymore. And you get a little frustrated because you don't want to smile. You want to be angry. And then you realize that actually, I'm taking it all a bit too seriously. And then you smile even more. Now, a lot of happiness is overlooked because it doesn't cost anything. And if you think money will buy you happiness, you're going to go shopping for the rest of your life and you're never going to be completely satisfied. Money can't buy you happiness. I think you do know that. And I think that is because happiness is not an it. So to enjoy some free happiness, make a list of everything in your life that costs no money and is totally priceless. I think it's the things like laughter. There's nothing better than a good belly aching laugh. It's even better when you're with somebody. Because you tend to feed off each other and what started the laugh goes into the abyss and everything else just comes from it and you laugh about absolutely nothing and everything. So laughter is totally priceless and it brings people together, it bonds them, it unites them, it has a common foundation. Friendship, that's priceless as well, isn't it? I mean, you've got loads of acquaintances, loads of colleagues, but how many friends have you really got? How many of you meditate? Because that in itself is a little priceless. And meditation doesn't have to be sitting with your legs crossed, you know, your fingers in a particular position and humming or omming. Meditation can be about your time, just sitting, doing nothing, emptying your mind or letting the things that are coming through your mind go past, acknowledging them. But letting them filter through rather than staying. And then finding that really happy, content point, place within yourself. Well, actually, nothing matters. Nothing is that important right now. And that you can be with yourself. So I think meditation is one of those priceless, no cost forms of happiness. Another one that we take for granted is air. We breathe it. It's only when we don't breathe it that we notice, oh, there's no air. When we yawn, that stifled feeling of lack of oxygen to get more oxygen in our body. You know, unless we realise why we're yawning, we just yawn. Don't notice it's because maybe the air is a bit compressed and stifled with everybody else's exhales. So air is priceless. Kindness is priceless. Standing on a street corner or standing in a field with no city lights and just looking up at the stars. I think that's priceless as well. Just an expansive sky above you with natural light. How many of you actually see natural light in London or in a built-up city? It doesn't happen often. So when you do go out of the city, you really become aware of it. And I think it can be quite daunting to begin with because all of a sudden you're in darkness. And then your eyes start to adjust and then you see the light.
how else can you find happiness? Because that's what we're looking at, isn't it? How about loving somebody? And we've talked about loving yourself by having self-acceptance, haven't we? But to be happy, all you have to do, they say, is to be the most loving person you can be. And people who give their best time, their best energy, and their best attention to their most important relationships, they tend to experience more happiness. All too often, our most important relationships have to compete with our chronic busyness, and the busyness often wins. How many of you come home of an evening and really don't want to talk to the person that you share your life with? Not because you don't want to talk to them, but because you just, things in your mind, you're tired, long day, this person upset you and this train was delayed, and all you want to do is come home and get in a bath or shower, have something to eat and chill. But what do you think would happen if, even though you want to do that, you actually spent some time sharing how you feel with your partner, your person in your life, and you just showed a bit of love? You might get some back, and that might help you through that moment of thinking, I don't want to talk to anybody, and all of a sudden you don't actually mind, because the person who you're sharing your time with understands what you're going through. They know you're not ignoring them. They know that you're not upset with them. You've just shown them that you love them, and actually just want a bit of time to myself. So show those people around you that you really do care for them. Don't wait for Valentine's Day. Don't wait for their birthday, Mother's Day, whatever these set days are. Show them every day. And you don't have to show them every day by telling them you love them or buying flowers or buying something. It doesn't have to cost money. It's just by the action. I think actions speak a lot louder than words. So why not just act volumes? So stop that busyness if you can and think about who you would like to spend more time with. Acknowledge a lot more in your life and have more fun with it. Yeah? Life's what you make it, remember. So here's another one that I'd like you to consider about how to achieve happiness. And I think a lot of us could take this on. Forgiveness. Sometimes, in order to be happy now, you're going to have to be willing to give up all hope for a better past. Everyone knows that it is like, everyone knows what it's like to experience a grievance, a disappointment, a wound, a betrayal. And living happily ever after, they say it starts with forgiveness. You can't keep carrying a grievance and then hope to be happy. Can you? Similarly, you can't be a victim and be happy. So let me suggest that you practice forgiveness if this is where you're at right now, today. And what it's going to do is release you from your past. It will make changes in your future. I think that happiness is very much a gift that you give yourself. Why? Because it sets you free. And that's what's really, really important here. Then there's vocal gratitude. Say out loud three things you're grateful for. Go on. Say out loud three things you're grateful for. I'm grateful for life, for breath, and the people around me. What are you grateful for? Gratitude's often referred to as the shortest shortcut to happiness. And the more grateful you are, the happier you're going to feel. It's impossible to be grateful and depressed. So if you've got gratitude with a capital G, you're going to have a deep sense of spiritual realization that you are somehow creating something that you want. Love, joy, peace. And it's already yours. It's there for the taking. Just got to acknowledge it. So it really is about being grateful for what you have. And they do say, you know, if you ever get self-help books or you get articles that are helping you find ways to appreciate every day, they do ask you, they do suggest that when you wake up in the morning, you write down a few things of what you're grateful for today. So that you are very, very aware of why you're happy, why you're really, really happy to be here. And then once you've done that, you've brought that awareness to your space and you now can move on in that day knowing why you're happy.
Oh,
Opportunity for you to sit down and think how you can be a butterfly and be happy. Imagine that. So we're talking about being very, very happy, talking about happiness. And one of the things that people, I think, do in their lives is that they become a bit martyrish. They become martyrs. So I would say avoid being a martyr as a way to increase your happiness. What's a martyr? Well, a martyr is someone who believes that he or she has to sacrifice themselves and that happiness is not for them. So they're sacrificing themselves, sacrificing their happiness in order to enjoy the good things in life. And when you play the martyr, you lose. And so does everybody else. In particular, what you give becomes more and more conditional. And it's full of hidden emotional invoices that must be returned within about 28 hours or 28 days or minutes and seconds. You see what I mean? So it's not about you doing it because you love it and because you want to do it. It's because you think, oh, you know, I should be doing this. And I believe that if I sacrifice myself so they can have that, X, Y, and Z. But really you're thinking, what am I going to get in return from it? And when are they going to give it back to me? So you want to stop neglecting yourself by sacrificing yourself. Be kind to yourself. Life always gets better when you treat yourself better. So happiness starts here, really. Right now, in this show, if you're not happy, remember you can choose it rather than chase it. Be present in the moment. I can't stress this enough. How many of you think about the next holiday, the next property, if you've already just bought one, the new car, the new job? Be present. Be here now. Living in the not now is very much a chief cause of unhappiness. And the strain of being not present in your own life is, can be a bit simply too great, to be honest. You need to be here right now, because if you're not here right now, you're missing so much. It's flying you by. So if you're not here now, you're not really having much of a life, are you? In the English language, the word present has three distinct meanings. It means here, it means now, and it means a gift. And the more present you are in each moment, the more happiness you're going to find. Because happiness is really where you are, isn't it? So if you're in the future, how can you really be happy? Because you're not living it. It's something that you're going to. It's about being here, now, and present. There's a guy called Howard C. Cutler, and he's a psychiatrist that worked with the Dalai Lama just to try and find happiness. He wrote a book called The Art of Happiness. And he came to the conclusion that happiness is determined more by one's state of mind than by external events. So what goes on within you is what creates your happiness rather than what's around you, your monetary values, your materialism, and so on. So here's a question. How do we change the way we're thinking to achieve happiness? What I've done is I've put together 7 or 8 ways that you can get started. And it's a way to very simplify your life and working towards a more peaceful state of mind. So here's the first one. The first, how do you change the way you're thinking to achieve happiness? Try to consider including more simplicity into your everyday life. Ask yourself the question, how much do you rely on material possessions? If you rely on them a lot, do you really need them? Do you want them? Are you convinced that they're going to bring you happiness? You're convinced that they're going to bring you happiness maybe by the culture that we're living in. For example, adverts, magazines, technological gimmicks. And I appreciate that there are a lot of questions here that I'm asking you. However, I think it's important that we take some time to stop accepting and we question what is around us. So I would suggest in a way for you to increase your happiness and create a more peaceful state of mind, consider reducing the level of excess that you have and consider whether you could be content with fewer possessions and a simpler life. And only you can determine what that simpler life is, because you know what's around you and you know what might need to be taken away. I was listening to the radio yesterday and they were talking about feng shui, this ability to put together the mind and the body and the spirit within a space so that you have harmony and you don't have barriers. And a woman came on talking about people who clutter. They have books, they have papers, they collect stones, their house is completely upside down. And it went from someone who just collects a few things to someone who had a bit of a compulsive disorder. Right across that spectrum. And this woman was saying that the minute she goes in and declutters people's lives, after this preliminary stage of not being able to let go of emotional responses, people are completely exhilarated. It's almost like, she said, they respond to her and say, I've had a weight taken off of my mind because I can now think freer. My life is a lot simpler. I can find things. I can do things. I can focus. I don't have things around me that don't need to be here. And so that's what I'm suggesting to you. Declutter your life. Get rid of the things that are not going to be a part of your life and try and make life as simple as possible, because it doesn't have to be complicated. It's us who complicate it. And if there are people around you who complicate it, get rid of them. You don't need them. So number two, let your passions guide you. Passion. I'm always amazed at when someone has a passion for something. And I take something that is an everyday thing, football. When you see men and women who are completely passionate, over the top, about men kicking a ball on a field. I mean, hey, I'm not passionate about that, but I understand their passion because I have passion. To have passion, what do you think to have passion? Do you find yourself conforming to what other people expect of you? And are you secretly wanting to explore something that you have a passion for? Why aren't you doing it? When we conform, we sacrifice freedom and we sacrifice our inner self. Our inner self becomes suppressed. Perhaps you feel that you're no longer in a position to follow your passions because maybe you're too deep into living someone else's life. So this life that has been created for you, around you, by somebody else that you feel you have to live up to. Well, if you think that you're too deep, I'm going to say that you can change. It's never too late to change. The only thing that's stopping you, of course, is yourself and your circumstance can change and so can you. So it can change. So what's stopping you? It may take time. It may take time. It may take planning. It may take preparing. However, it can happen. Change can happen. So here's my suggestion to you. Make the change, make the plans to step out of your figurative clothing that doesn't quite fit you. And then adorn yourself with some clothes that were made specifically for you. Wear them loud, wear them proud, and wear them with passion. Number three, to be able to make the change to find happiness. Take a moment to stand still. Are you someone who overcommits themselves? And do you always want to earn more money, Do you always want to give to others? Do you always want to learn something new? Do you always want to socialise? Life's full of opportunities to do all of this. However, if you are overcommitting, it's going to be the surest way to banish any chances of calmness or moments of daily stillness. So I'd suggest that you, A, identify whether that's you, and then B, if it is, take a moment to reassess. Reassess your priorities. Reassess those priorities and eliminate the ones that cause you to become a headless chicken with minimum returns. So if you're running around, you don't know your left from your right, whether you're coming or going, and you're getting absolutely nothing from it, they need to go. And you need to be quite determined, quite strong-minded, decisive, and get rid of them. Number four about how you can find how you can make the change to be happier is to make free time a must. So we've talked about this moment of standing still, of making time for yourself. Now, once you've balanced your commitments, find ways to increase your free time. Get rid of the activities that drain your time. Maybe you spend hours house cleaning. If that's the case, what did I talk about? I talked about decluttering. So consider decluttering your house. Then you have less to clean. Spend less time with those who feed off you like vampires, sucking at everything that you give to them and never really sharing anything with you. Fill your time, fill your free time with what makes you happy, that passion that we talked about. And then take the time to consider, what your happiness might actually be. What might fill your free time to make you happy? And you don't really just come to that conclusion just like that, do you? It's those moments of standing still that allow you to contemplate and find who you are and decide what you want to bring into your life to make you happy. Number five, start to enjoy the journey and live in the present. And we're going to talk about that after this.
Can't believe it's over. I'll watch the whole thing fall. And I never saw the writing that was on the wall. If I'd only knew the days were slipping past, that the good things never last, that you were crying. Summer turned to winter, and the snow it turned to rain. Then the rain turned into tears upon your face. I hardly recognize the girl you are today. And God, I hope it's not too late. It's not too late. 'Cause you are not alone. I'm always there with you. And we'll get lost together till the light comes pouring through. 'Cause when you feel like you're done and the darkness has won, babe, you're not lost. But when your world's crashing down and you can't bear the thought, I said, babe, you're not lost. Life can show no mercy, it can tear your soul apart. It can make you feel like you're gone crazy, but you're not. And things have seemed to change, there's one thing that's still the same. In my heart you have remained, and we can fly, fly, fly.
darkness has won. Babe, you're not lost. And the world's crashing down, and you can't bear the cross. I said, baby, you're not lost. I said, baby, you're not lost. I said, baby, you're not lost. Ooh, yeah, yeah. I said, baby, you're not lost.
That is a lovely Michael Bublé and Lost. So we left talking about how you can enjoy the journey and live in the present. So when you start a meal, for example, are you savouring every bite or is the next course on your mind? I want you to start every morsel. So I want you to start to enjoy every morsel that you chew and take the time to indulge in your food. Find a place to sit, be comfortable and take some time for yourself. I know it's happened to me sometimes, you know, whether or not you pop home because you do a lot of stuff in and out of the home, or whether or not you're at the office, whatever your place where you spend a lot of time is during the day, we think that we don't have the time for ourselves because everybody wants a piece of us and we've got things to do and agendas and goals and deadlines and all sorts of stuff. And really, even if you've got only 5 minutes, I've done this. You know, I've only had 10 minutes to eat something. But yet, I've sat down. Maybe if I'm at home, I might have put the TV on for a bit. Okay, it's only 10 minutes. But yeah, I'm going to create as much of a comfortable atmosphere that I want at that time. Might have put some music on. Might open up a magazine. Might just sit in silence. But I'm sitting down on my sofa and I'm enjoying my food. And I know that I've got 10 pure, long minutes just to me. And I'm living in that moment. And it might mean that it's not a big snack and that I take 5 minutes to eat it. And then I kind of kick back, close my eyes for 5 minutes. And in your day, that could be the equivalent of half an hour because you just don't get any time to you. So for those people who tell me they haven't got the time, it's not about not having the time. It's about your priorities. It's about deciding what you need to do and doing it, making it happen. So if you're someone who likes gardening, you like time to enjoy doing things outside, for example, you don't have much time, you do have much time. Take the time to enjoy the preparation of your end result. So mowing of the lawn, enjoy it. Rather than thinking, I've got to mow the lawn just so that I can have a nice garden. You know, really enjoy living in the present where you are. Anything from taking a hot soothing bath, the running of the bath. I love running a bath. I love preparing it, getting the water at the right temperature, putting the ingredients into the bath. If it's got bubbles, a little check back into the bathroom to get the smell as it infuses and the bubbles kind of bubble up to the top of the bath. I love all of that. Rather than just run a bath, undress, get in. So really start to live in every second of your life. It's almost like having a toothpaste container, tube. And when you get to the end, or you think you're at the end, you know, there's still stuff in there, but you can't be bothered to squeeze it, so you just get rid of it. Whereas, if you squeeze from the bottom right to the top, and then press the top down and let it all shoot out, you'd get every single morsel. You might even want to cut open and, you know, scoop out. Hey, okay, a bit overboard, but you're getting my point. It's about getting everything from every moment, from everything. So that bath I talked about, enjoy it. That calming or exhilarating walk that you might go on, indulge in it. That cup of tea, whether it's a herbal tea, a coffee, a hot chocolate, enjoy it. And this is really important if you don't have the chance to take a few moments. It will instill an extremely calming effect on your life. And then in turn, that's going to spill over to other areas of your life. It's about taking those little moments that accumulate into big moments. So now that we have lived in the present, we've stood still for a bit, made a bit of free time, we've enjoyed our passions. Now that we've done all those things, let's get a little bit of exercise into the equation. We can fit it into this free time that we've got, and we might even become passionate about it. You never know. So as you make these changes to your life, consider exercise. People often think of exercise as being synonymous with pain, sweating, suffering. And if this is you, maybe those types of exercise are just not right for you. Maybe they're not right for you right now, at this stage, living in the moment. You may be out of condition. You may be recovering from an illness or an operation. Maybe you're new to exercise. You might be overweight. Or you might quite simply be extremely lazy and apathetic. Whatever you are, I want you to think about the forms of activity that fit with your personality and with your lifestyle. Perhaps swimming is going to suit you better because the water can support your joints. Or maybe a yoga class because it can reduce stress and induce calmness. Pilates is great for toning muscles, including your back and your abdominals, so strengthening them as well. Or maybe you'd rather use light weights to do this. Whatever your tipple, whatever rocks your boat, whatever floats your boat, take some time to investigate what exercises are out there. And then you want to make it a positive fixture within your life. So it's not about what everybody else says you should be doing. If you're thinking positively, you're going to be wanting to do something. So it's about what fits in with you. And without taking the time to investigate what's out there to see what works for you, there's no way you're going to be able to find out. So again, this is that free time, having a moment to stand still. It's time for you to assess what you need to look after your body so that you can invite happiness in. No aches, no pains, no injuries, and the ability to do what you want when you want. So as we talk about exercise, I want to say that number 7 is to be flexible, and not necessarily flexible about your body, but more flexible about your plans and things that happen in your life. Because things can always change. We try to plan every day, don't we? But there is always something that's going to be unpredictable and get thrown into the equation that's going to make us think, oh man, and that's going to create tension. Think about using less control over your daily activity. So allow yourself to live in that moment and try and reduce anxiety. If something changes, go with it. Don't try and veer it back to the original plan. It's changed for a reason. It could be because somebody's changed it and you have no control. So you try and get it to where you can deal with it. But trying to get it back to what it originally was might not be the answer. And so you need to be flexible about making those necessary changes. Try not to control what you can't, and then focus on what you can with flexibility. Less control does not mean less goals and less aspirations, okay? Instead, it actually means focusing on the end goal whilst enjoying the journey. Actually, no, it means focusing on the journey rather than the end goal. If I evaluate my own thoughts. So if you focus more on that journey, you're going to live in the moment rather than just focusing on the end goal. We're on number 8. I did say 7 or so, didn't I? So we've got two bonus ones. Number 8. Remember that simplicity is a process, not a destination. So if you're one of those people who really wants to find ways to induce happiness into your life, simplicity is a process. It happens over time. It's not a place that you just suddenly end up in. You have to work to create it. So start the journey to a happier you by seeking what you truly want out of life and making the necessary plans to achieve it. Yeah, it's all easier said than done, isn't it? However, I don't kind of wash with that all the time, because it takes your mindset to be changed for you to make the change. And if you want the change of mindset, you'll change. So by keeping your progress simple, you can enjoy every step and you can wallow in the results. Don't complicate things. Last and final, how can I improve my happiness? Question to you. Does the journey, the happiness journey, ever end? Well, life is transitional, and because of this, your aspirations and your desires will be as well. So happiness is endless. That's what I think. It goes on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And usually comes from simplicity. Oh, there's that word again. Simple. So as your aspirations and your desires manifest, I want you to keep the goal of happiness prominent within your mind. As you move forwards and progress in everything that you set, your main focus is happy, happy, happy. And you're going to do this simply. No complications. Nice and easy. So that's how I think you can be happy. Or you can at least try to include happiness into your life. Very simple, easy steps. And they all take, really, a change in mind focus in order for them to happen. I came across this 4-question questionnaire thing, which was to monitor your happiness or your level of agreement with yourself. And let me share it with you. You have to use a scale of 1 to 7 to answer the questions. So 1 to 3 would be not at all true. 4 to 6 would be moderately true. And 7, because there are 7 scales in all, would be absolutely true. So let me give you an example. It says here, in most ways, my life is close to ideal. So if your life, in most ways, is close to ideal, and it's absolutely true, you're going to literally tick the box that has the 7 next to it, because it's absolutely true. If you're not quite sure, but you think it could be, you're going to tick the 5 or the 6. If you think it's moderately true, you're going to tick the 4. And if you think it's not true at all, so wrong, you're going to tick either 1, 2, or 3. So let me just pose the next 3 questions to you. Just a little fun. So the conditions of your life are excellent. How true is this? So is it absolutely true? Therefore, you're at 7. Is it not quite sure, but yeah, it's getting towards absolutely true, 5 or 6. Is it moderately true? That's a 4. Or is it not at all true? Your conditions of your life are not that excellent. 1 to 3. And then another question is, I am satisfied with my life. How satisfied with your life are you? Are you absolutely satisfied? 7. You're kind of satisfied? 5, 6. Moderately satisfied? 4. Or 1 to 3. Not satisfied at all. So unhappy. And then the last one. So far, I have gotten the important things I want in life. So you've gotten the important things you want in your life right now so far. Is that true? 7. Kind of getting to true? 5, 6. Moderately true? 4. Or not true at all? 1 to 3. And so there wasn't really much of a response to after I completed this survey thing. It wasn't that I suddenly turned the page and was like, oh, you are so ... or you need help on ... It was more one of those things that you just answered and you just thought to yourself, actually, yeah, my life is close to ideal. Yeah, actually, the conditions of my life are excellent. I am satisfied with my life. And yes, I have gotten the important things I want in life. It was one of those things. Or, no, I'm not happy with my life. Or, actually, no, I'm not where I want to be at all. It just made you aware and brought yourself to the space. And I liked that. I just thought I wanted to share it with you, really. Right. I got a couple of quotes of happiness here. So, I think I'm going to do this. Oh, no, I can do this now, actually. Yeah. No, I'm going to do my quotes last. Yes, let's finish the show with my quotes. And I want to talk about foods that could help fight unhappiness. And unhappiness tends to be on that scale, doesn't it? You're just kind of unhappy and energy's low and you're fed up and you're apathetic, don't want to do anything, maybe tomorrow. And then there's depression, where you don't want to get out of bed and you're constantly fatigued all the time. And so I wanted to look up some foods for that scale. Foods that are going to help you not feel so depressed. Foods that are going to help you not feel so tired. That are going to help lift your mood because of the ingredients of them. I thought it would be quite useful. And I think you should get a pen and paper. I'll see you right after this.
If I could change the way I live my life today, I wouldn't change a single thing. 'Cause if I changed my world into another place, I wouldn't see your smiling face. Be there, and I'll always care. Ooh, hey. Honey, don't you worry, there's nothing to worry for. 'Cause if I didn't love you, I wouldn't be here now. Turned around by now. You've got to believe me, believe that I love you so. 'Cause if I didn't love you, I would have turned around. And if I didn't want you, then I would want you out. Change
Join the award-winning PlayVibes.com for live neo-soul, conscious hip-hop and UK acts every Sunday from the 7th of February and every Sunday thereafter at the Music Bar, 144 Brixton Hill, SW2, next to Tile Magic.
Sex, love and money. Fun.
We'll be kicking off at 3 p.m. for Sunday dinner, roast chicken, potatoes and a vegetarian dish. And at 8 p.m. the stage will open to some live, most underexposed natural talent. Setting the head nod in music will be DJs and hosts from PlayVibes.com, Andrea P Vibes, CK Flash, Spoonface, Kimba and many, many more special guests from PlayVibe. Free before 7 p.m, £5 thereafter. Food and drink available at reasonable prices at the Music Bar, 144 Brixton Hill, SW2, next to Tile Magic. Call 07809-421-347. That's 07809-421-347. PlayVibes.com is a platform for creative, authentic expression.
Records. Ministry of Sound presents Addicted to Bass, Winter 2009. I gotta go hard. The essential speaker blowing collection containing some of the most extreme bassline pressure from drum and bass, jungle, dubstep, UK funky, garage, bassline, and Fisher House, mixed by the award-winning Wide Boys.
Mega.
Featuring exclusive remixes and upfront material from The Prodigy, Dizzy Rascal, Pendulum, Shy Effects, Chasing Status, Scream, Rascal, MJ Cole, Agent X, Artful Dodger, Boy Better Know, Wiley, Doneo, plus loads more. Addicted to Bass, Winter 2009. From Ministry of Sound, out now.
Hi, my name's Maestro. Many of you should know by now that the Caribbean island of Haiti has been hit by an earthquake, killing and injuring hundreds of thousands of people, leaving survivors without homes, electricity, water, food, and medical services. Basic things that we take for granted.
Just because Haiti doesn't make front page news, they still desperately need our help. Hundreds of thousands of people without medical aid, without homes. This is a long-term operation.
We ask for help from the whole international community, and 100% of all donations will go on relief work. So please make it count. It doesn't matter if it's a penny or a pound. Go to www.yele.org. That's www.yele.org.
Dig deep and donate to Wycliffe John Foundation, Yele Haiti.
Are you a model or an artist looking for professional photos, either for that all-exclusive portfolio or for promotional material? Maybe you're a corporate entity looking to expand your brand and visual representation. LJ Photographic offers you professional, exciting and artistic photos for that special occasion. Contact LJ Photographic on 07956 994 181 or email Lloyd Jones on LJPhotographic@AOL.com.
My name's David McKenzie. I subscribe to 99 Magazine, and one day I'll be the first black British man to win Wimbledon.
My name's Sarah Ciccone. I subscribe to 99 Magazine, and I'm going to be Britain's first black astronaut.
My name's Dwayne Johnson. I subscribe to 99 Magazine, and soon I'll be the UK's first black Prime Minister.
A little inspiration makes a big difference. 99, the UK's number one black achievers magazine. To order your copy or subscribe, visit www.99mag.co.uk. Also available at selected newsagents and bookshops.
Love to Parley launches again on the 27th of February and every Friday thereafter at the Music Bar, 144 Brixton Hill, SW2, with DJs CK Flash, the Indulge Family, Simple Simon, Commander B, plus guests, playing the music you love to party to, old school 70s, 80s, R&B, with a splice of reggae. Love to Party, launch night Saturday the 27th of February and every Friday thereafter. Doors open from 5 till 8, so come after work. Free before 12, £5 before 1, £10 after. We Love to Party, the launch night Saturday the 27th of February and every Friday thereafter. Call all 07852 254011 at the Music Bar in Brixton Hill.
G's Promotion and Blend Bar presents In the Name of Love, Haiti, a fundraising show and dance with live performances by Winston Reedy, Kofi, Don Campbell, Trevor Walters, Lorna G, plus many more. Music supplied by London's pop DJs, to be held at Blend Bar, 111 Wandsworth High Street, London, SW18. Doors open 8:30 p.m. and show starts at 10:30. It's all happening on Friday, the 19th of February, 2010. Tickets for this event is a mere £5 and more on the door. All proceeds will go to the Haiti Relief Fund. For more information, call 07949-334-012. In the name of love, Haiti.
It's over.
Even the marriage guidance people said we should get divorced.
I don't want this to get nasty.
So let's go to the Starting Over show in London. There's free legal surgeries, financial advice, business startups, divorce coaches.
I'm not sure.
There's holistic healers and all that touchy-feely stuff you like. If we book online, it's only £3.
And when is it?
It's on March the 7th at the Hilton Metropole in London.
I'm pretty busy then.
Well, there's cake.
Cake? Now you're talking. Let's go.
To book your tickets to the Starting Over show,
go to startingovershow.com.
So, when'd you fall in love with hip-hop?
Right here, what we're gonna do is go back.
Join the award-winning PlayVibes.com for live neo-soul, conscious hip-hop and UK acts every Sunday from the 7th of February and every Sunday thereafter at the Music Bar, 144 Brixton Hill, SW2, next to Tile Magic.
Sex, love and money. Fun.
We'll be kicking off at 3 p.m. for Sunday dinner, roast chicken, potatoes and a vegetarian dish. And at 8 p.m. the stage will open to some live, most underexposed natural talent. Setting the head nod in music will be DJs and hosts from PlayVibes.com, Andrea P Vibe, CK Flash, Spoonface, Kimba and many, many more special guests from PlayVibe. Free before 7 p.m, £5 thereafter. Food and drink available at reasonable prices at the Music Bar, 144 Brixton Hill, SW2, next to Tile Magic. Call 07809-421-347. That's 07809-421-347. PlayVibes.com is a platform for creative, authentic expression.
Records. Ministry of Sound presents Addicted to Bass, Winter 2009. I gotta go hard. The Essential Speaker Blowing Collection, containing some of the most extreme bassline pressure. From drum and bass, jungle, dubstep, UK funky, garage, bassline, and Fisher House. Mixed by the award-winning Wide Boys.
Mega.
Featuring exclusive remixes and upfront material from The Prodigy, Dizzy Rascal, Pendulum, Shy Effects, Chasing Status, Scream, Roscoe, MJ Cole, Agent X,
Artful Dodger, Boy Better Know, Wiley, Doneo, plus loads more. Addicted to Bass, Winter 2009, from Ministry of Sound, out now.
Are you feeling tired all the time and longing for more energy? Would you love to exchange a couple of spare tires for a couple of six-packs? Well, you need to log on to the Nico Health and Fitness Show every Tuesday, 12 till 2 p.m. And you can find out how. Log on to www.playvibes.com and check out the Nico Health and Fitness Show. It can only make you stronger.
Welcome back, Play Vibes listeners. You are listening to Nico, the Nico Health and Fitness Show, here on www.playvibes.com. And I hope you haven't gone anywhere. And we are talking about happiness. Happy, 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 happy. So, what makes you happy? We've explored it, haven't we? And now what I want to do is that if you are unhappy or a little bit fed up, here's some foods that may assist with your energy levels, your mood, and just help you feel a bit more energized with life generally. So there's 10 for happiness and well-being. Have you got your pen ready? Remember I suggested you get that before the ad breaks. The first one, omega-3. Omega-3 fatty acids. They're compounds and they are found in tuna, salmon, walnuts and canola oil. And they can be taken in supplement form as well, if you choose to. There have been multiple clinical studies that have found that omega-3 fights depression. The fats can even help combat more severe mental illnesses, such as things like bipolar disease. Now, a landmark study by Harvard University showed that bipolar patients receiving high dosages of omega-3 oils stayed in remission longer and were able to combat depression better. A new study by the Mental Health Foundation shows that fish oils significantly improve the behavior of children suffering from ADHD. And I remember when that study came out. Or, as it's often known, the full term is attention deficit disorder. And then since these oils are naturally occurring in foods, they're safe for most people to take. So if you're feeling depressed in any way, think about getting omega-3 fatty acids. Whether they are in tablet form, whether they're in foods, or you can also get them in a solution. Something called Udos Choice Oil, which is wonderful for all of your natural omega-3s, your flax seeds, linseeds, and so on. So, zinc is another one. It's essential for digestion and it's essential for metabolism, the breaking down of foods and processes. And it plays an important role in the immune system function, helps fight weakness and disease. Weakness and fatigue. Zinc deficiencies often result in a loss of appetite and being pretty irritable. So where can you find it? Wheat germ, pumpkin seeds, whole grain wheat bran, and high protein foods. So things like quinoa, cottage cheese, that sort of thing. Now, vitamin B3, also known as niacin, it's essential for energy conversion in the body, and even mild deficiencies can cause depression, irritability, sores, and indigestion. You can get certain sores called canker sores in your mouth, and they may be a sign of vitamin B deficiency. on the inside. Excessive alcohol consumption causes vitamin B3 deficiencies. Did you know that? So if you're drinking a lot of alcohol, you need your niacin. Natural sources of this vitamin, you're going to find them in beetroots, pork, chicken, dried beans, oily fish, and oily fish such as your mackerels and salmon. The next thing is water. Always talking about water. Water is absolutely essential for combating depression and for fighting fatigue. And water helps improve mood, motor function, mind power, skin problems, and a whole host of other illnesses, conditions. Always drink at least 40 ounces of water a day. So that's about 8 glasses, 2-litre bottle, that sort of thing. If you drink soda or coffee, so fizzy drinks, coffee, you're going to need to increase your water intake. Because caffeine acts as a diuretic, so the water is going to be pulled out of your body. The benefits are going to be enormous. It doesn't cost much to drink water, really, does it? So the cost is minimal. So here we are, drink more water. That's one way to help fight depression and fatigue naturally. Vitamin E is another way, and this occurs naturally in wheat germ, nuts, seeds, and some fruits and vegetables. Vitamin E is a potent antioxidant and a great immune booster, and it's been shown to strengthen red blood cells and fight viral infection. So it's good to take it as a supplement if you're not able to take it in the food source, and it's great for people with chronic fatigue and depression. Calcium. This can help combat stress and anxiety. There have been studies that have shown that calcium can help combat postpartum depression, so depression after giving birth to a child. Calcium deficient people regularly complain of sleeping difficulties and of cramps as well. So calcium has been added to a lot of natural sleep aids to support this understanding of difficulty sleeping. It's also present in milk, it's present in cheese and a lot of dairy products. And there are products that are non-dairy where you can find calcium, so broccoli, tofu, and some fortified orange juices. Folic acid. You're going to find it in leafy greens. It is a B vitamin. You're going to find it in beans and peanuts, orange juice, wheat germ, and fortified cereals. There has been research that has shown that low levels of folic acid are directly linked to depression. So if somebody around you or you is feeling quite low, think about getting your leafy greens, beans and peanuts, orange juice, wheat germ, cereals into the diet. A University of Toronto, the study there showed that patients with higher levels of folic acid in their systems, they fought depression faster and more successfully than those without it. Now, there is a natural sweetener called stevia, and it's made from a leafy green plant. And stevia has been used for centuries as a natural sweetener in Asia and a lot of fizzy drinks, diet fizzy drinks in Asia. Although the sugar and artificial industry has fought the addition of stevia to the food, especially in the United States, it's still freely available in powder and leafy forms for consumers to be able to buy it. Now, stevia is all natural. It's non-caloric and does not have the same side effects as refined sugar and other artificial sweeteners. And you're more than likely going to find it in a very, very good health store. Vitamin C is a natural immune booster. So depressed people often have suppressed immune systems, and vitamin C is very, very good in lifting that, boosting your natural immune response. People with vitamin C deficiencies, they often show signs of depression and stress. You're going to find vitamin C in your citrus foods, or you can get them in very, very inexpensive supplements. The last one that I want to share with you, foods that fight depression and fatigue naturally, is iron. Iron deficiency causes fatigue, low energy, anemia, especially in women. So always check with your doctor before taking any kind of iron supplement. However, there are many natural sources of iron that are easy to add to your diet without any side effects of a supplement. So good sources of iron, where can you get them from? Liver, beef, beans, peas, and nuts. And it's easier for your body to assimilate iron from meat rather than from vegetables, just so that you know that. However, if you're a vegetable, if you're a vegetable, make sure you don't get eaten by someone who's looking for iron. If you're a vegetarian, you can improve your iron by adding vitamin C to your diet, because vitamin C allows the absorption of iron. So, there you go, happiness. I thought that was funny because it was so natural. There are other possible causes of fatigue and tiredness. So you've got food allergies. They can also host a lot of problems. Depression and weakness, they can be causing. Sometimes allergies are mild. Sometimes they are very, very challenging, and stomach upsets, mood swings. Just got to be aware of them, really. The common ones are chocolate, wheat, dairy, and soy. Avoid caffeine. This can also cause fatigue. One cup of tea or coffee per day is okay, but anything more than that can cause problems. It can cause depression, mood swings, tiredness again. Black tea generally has less caffeine than coffee. So if you'd like to reduce your caffeine intake, think about taking your black tea. Obviously, if you can, reduce the sugar, and think about stevia if you need to have sugar. Reduce or eliminate that sugar intake that I've just mentioned. And it's going to seem difficult at first. I remember when I stopped taking sugar in hot drinks, and I did it, I used to think I took about 2.5 to 3. What was that about? I mean, this was over 20 years ago. And I did start by 2, 1 3/4, 1 1/2, 1 1/4, 1, and so on until my taste buds just like, well, sugar, you must be joking. I'm not having any sugar in that. And I stopped having sugar. And to this day, I don't have sugar in hot drinks or on things. So you can do it. You just have to train your body to get the taste buds reduced each time. Do it weekly rather than just suddenly saying from 2.5 to nothing. That's a big jump. So you can also have things that will aid the sweetness. So honey is a great one. It's a natural sweetener. Sweet strawberries, sweet blueberries, sliced oranges, they're great for a sweet tooth if you're feeling a bit, you know, want something sweet, but you don't want the artificial type. Think of your sweet fruits. They're great for it. Think also of opting for protein-rich breakfasts, which are going to help with this sweetness. So eggs, milk, sausage, lean meats. Obviously, check that your sausages are good. Sausages are good meats in them. Never advocating don't eat things like that. It's how you cook it. Make sure it's grilled. Do not fry it or put it in the oven. That's okay. Fried eggs, don't go there. Maybe have poached eggs, boiled eggs, things like that. So it's not the foods that you're eating so much, unless the food itself is really bad. It is how you're cooking it as well. So have a banana. Think about that. And these are going to help prevent food cravings by keeping your metabolism level, and your mood swings are going to be more stable. Now, hormone therapy and oral contraceptives can interfere with the absorption of vitamin B. And women that take estrogen supplements, they may want to add a B supplement to their diet in order to combat this interference. So you might think about going to your GP and just talking about it and getting some guidance from them. And finally, if you are one of the many people that gulps down a cup of coffee in the morning and then realizes that you're starving at noontime, then you really are doing your body a great disservice every single day. So even if you have to force yourself, try and eat 3 meals daily. Always have a good start of your day with a good breakfast, as much as you can. And remember that if you can't have this good breakfast, breakfast is about breaking the fast. So get something in your body that's nutritious that will break the fast from the last time you ate about 12 hours ago. And if your doctor approves, think about some vitamin supplements. Drink plenty of water. Over time, you are going to feel so much better. I promise you. Because with goodness has to come good. So it's inevitable. It has to happen. The only thing you have to do is to really work towards the consistency of it. And if you take these first steps, you really are going to be working towards a better health and a happier life. So I'd like to finish today's show with a recipe and a few quotes. I want to finish with a recipe because I talked about spinach and I want you to get it in your diet, okay? So the iron. Here is something called mushroom and spinach risotto. So the ingredients you need are a tablespoon of olive oil, an onion, 140 grams of chestnut mushrooms, a juicy clove of garlic, some arborio rice, 140 grams. If you do drink white wine, 150 milliliters of dry white wine, optional, 4 sun-dried tomatoes, chopped, 0.5 liter, that's 500 milliliters of hot vegetable stock, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh parsley, and 25 grams of freshly grated Parmesan. And here's this lovely wonder food, spinach. 100 grams of fresh young leaf spinach. Wash it if you need to. And then to serve it, you're going to have some warm ciabatta and a bit of green salad. So how are we going to make mushroom and spinach risotto? Get your pen ready. Here we go. Heat the oil in a large deep frying pan. Add the onion. Cook gently for 5 minutes until soft. Stir in the mushrooms and the garlic, cook gently for 2 to 3 minutes. Stir in the rice to coat with the onion and the mushroom mixture, and then pour in the wine if it's optional, don't worry about it, and then cook over a medium heat for 3 minutes. Stir from time to time until the wine is absorbed. Reduce to a gentle heat, add the tomatoes, 4 fluid ounces of the stock, that's 125 milliliters, and cook for about 5 minutes until the stock, the liquid, is absorbed. Pour in the further 125 milliliters, that's 4 fluid ounces of stock, and continue cooking until absorbed. Repeat with the remaining stock until it is absorbed and the rice is creamy and tender. My saliva is just overflowing here. Stir in the parsley, 1/2 the Parmesan, season to taste. Scatter the spinach over the risotto. Cover and cook gently for 4 to 5 more minutes until the spinach has just wilted. Serve immediately, sprinkled with the remaining Parmesan, your warm ciabatta, your green salad, and live in that moment. Enjoy. I'd like to finish with some quotes of happiness. Here's a Chinese proverb. If you want happiness for an hour, take a nap. If you want happiness for a day, go fishing. If you want happiness for a month, get married. If you want happiness for a year, inherit a fortune. And if you want happiness for a lifetime, help someone else. A lady called Marianne Williamson, she's an author and a lecturer in philosophy and contemporary spiritual literature. She says, everything we do is infused with the energy with which we do it. If we're frantic, life will be frantic. If we're peaceful, life will be peaceful. And I'd like to finish off with one by Martin Luther King, civil rights leader, 20th century, and also a Nobel Peace Prize winner of 1964. He said, occasionally in life, there are those moments of unutterable fulfillment which cannot be completely explained by those symbols called words. Their meanings can only be articulated by the inaudible language of the heart. And that's where I'd like to leave it today, Play Vibes listeners. That inaudible language of the heart that talks to you every single day when you find that space. I'd like you to just take a moment to sit back and leave today. That's my show today. with the wonderful Maxi Priest, just chilling with you. And think about how you can change your life, if you want to, of course, and how you can bring happiness into your life. Thank you for listening, Play Vibes listeners. I will be happy to be here next week and spend some time with you. Don't go anywhere. Enjoy your week. Stay healthy.
Love has found its way in our hearts today, yeah. Love has found its way in our hearts today. In our hearts today. When your love is beautiful, there's nothing, nothing that can go wrong. When two hearts cling together, it's like an everlasting song. It's like an everlasting star, yeah. The moon shines bright over yonder, and it makes me feel so fine. I'm so thankful, baby, that Jah has made you mine. I'm so thankful that Jah has made you mine. 'Cause love has found its way in our hearts today, yeah. Love has found its way in our hearts today. I said, in our hearts today, yeah. Oh, baby, please let me stay with you. This love is so hard to resist. Oh, let me feel your love and kindness and all your tenderness. I said, all your tenderness, yeah. Oh, lady, you make me so very happy. Even the blind man could see, oh, yeah, that this love can be so beautiful. Oh, love that's meant to be. I said a love that's meant to be.